The Skies of Pern by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 2001 by Anne McCaffrey. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
This book is respectfully dedicated to Stephen M. Beard, Ph.D., for putting my world in my hands. The Skies of Pern. Ours not to ponder what were fair in life, but, finding what may be, make it fair up to our means. Anne McCaffrey. Introduction. When mankind first discovered Pern, third planet of the sun Rukbat in the Sagittarian sector, they paid little attention to the eccentric orbit of another satellite in the system. Settling the new planet, adjusting to its differences, the colonists spread out across the southern, most hospitable continent. Then disaster struck in the form of a rain of mycorrhizoid organisms, which voraciously devoured all but stone, metal, and water. The initial losses were staggering, but fortunately for the young colony, thread, as the settlers called the devastating showers, was not entirely invincible. Both water and fire would destroy the menace on contact. Using their old-world ingenuity and genetic engineering, the settlers altered an indigenous life form that resembled the dragons of legend. Bonded with a human at birth, these enormous creatures became Pern's most effective weapon against thread. Able to chew and digest a phosphine-bearing rock, the dragons could literally breathe fire and sear the airborne thread before it could reach the ground. Able not only to fly, but to teleport as well, the dragons could maneuver quickly to avoid injury during their battles with thread. And their telepathic communication enabled them to work with their riders and with each other to form extremely efficient fighting.